This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Use the Hijab 10 discount code for 10% discount on a wide range of products, including premium Ethiopian black seed products.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to this new series, 2 Minute Miracles, where we try and give evidences for the veracity of Islam within 2 minutes. It's Ramadan, and many people know that we're already doing something called Sapient Thoughts, which are longer expositions, which can be found in the Sapience Institute YouTube channel. Today, inshallah, is very simple, that you may have heard this verse already. Pharaoh said in the Quran, "Ana Rabbukum al-A'la," I am your Lord Most High. Now, what is miraculous about this, or what is remarkable about this, or what is interesting about this, is that especially if we take that Ramses II, he is the Pharaoh of the Old Testament and the Quran, that he indeed claimed to be God. Now, this is not mentioned in the Bible, and it's mentioned in the Quran. This already dispels two claims, that the Quran copied from the Bible, but also the fact, the question was, how could it be the case that something so grandiose and something so central to the historical narrative as the leader of Egypt claiming divinity is not mentioned in the Old Testament and is mentioned in the Quran, especially considering the hieroglyphics were only unlocked in 1799 when the Rosetta Stone unlocked the hieroglyphics? So this is a question. Already with these questions, we can see that the misnomers that the Quran was copied from the Old Testament, and indeed, even now, the additional questions that we may have of where this information would have come from would be at the fore of our inquiries. And this is a good evidence for the veracity of Islam, because it shows things that, quite frankly, on probabilistic reasoning, are unlikely to have come from 7th century authorship. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.